April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Elliot Truparks, James Seltzer with you. What up, pal?
Well, I watched my first Christmas movie of the season
last night. Oh, it's on.
So
it's go time.
Put the Christmas tree up. Watch the first Christmas movie.
What was the first one? Real quick. Before you tell me which was the first one, is it always, because for those who don't know, new listeners, whatever, Elliot, every year, he has a list of his Christmas movies
Yes. Watches,
and he's added over the years and all that. But there's a stable of movies.
There's top five or six, seven,
right.
Eight.
And it's every year.
In the heavy
every
rotation.
Year, if Christmas comes around, you watch them. So is it always the same order?
So I'll be honest. Yeah. I did want to. The one that we watched last night was not the one.
You wanted to start with?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It was Christmas a new one. It was a new one.
Oh, you did the Lindsay Lohan one?
No.
Oh, wow. So, I thought you were so excited about that.
So we were debating between Christmas Vacation, the Lindsay Lohan one, and the one we watched.
So is Christmas Vacation the one you normally start the season off?
Yes, that's okay. My favorite one.
Well, that is a great one.
Yeah.
For what it's
I think it's the best Christmas movie.
Other than Die Hard, I would agree.
I can't do that again this year, honestly.
Other than Die Hard, I think
we could do this for every pod
Die
for
hard,
the entire
Christmas
month of December.
Home Alone's up there for me.
Yeah, Home Alone, Love Actually. Obviously.
I think Love Actually is good. And I think people overrate Love Actually, but that's fine.
I disagree. So
I bet you do, buddy.
So what I watched was, did you know that HBO Max did a new version of A Christmas Story?
So with the kid as an adult,
so
right?
I saw a
thing for it. I don't know anything really about I saw like a little on HBO when I opened HBO. Thing.
So here's my, if you want my review of it.
Oh, what else are we doing here?
Yeah.
Is it called... What's it called?
Yeah, Go Christmas.
It's called Go Christmas?
No, I was saying Go Birds, Go Christmas.
Ah, Go Christmas. Yeah.
So it's called A Christmas.
It did not land.
No, it did not. Yeah. It's called A Christmas Story Christmas.
Clever.
Here's what I'll say about it.
Really letting you know what they're doing here.
Fell asleep for the last 20 minutes,
oh,
number one.
No.
As one does. But.
Full disclosure, I've maybe fallen asleep during a movie like three times in my life.
Wow. I would say I fall asleep easily 60 to 70% of the movies I watch. Christmas. Kristen like knocked me a few times.
I don't think I've ever fallen asleep at home in a movie. I mean, I'm sure I have at some point, but I don't remember.
Wow, that's crazy.
But I've fallen asleep twice in the movie theater. Once was on purpose. Once it was Mission Impossible 2. Mission Impossible 2, by the way, is horrible.
Yeah.
It's so bad. We're like 15 minutes into the movie. I turned to my buddy I was watching with. I was like, we have two choices here. I was like, we can either go now or I'm going to go to sleep. And he's like, give it a little more time. And I went
right
to sleep.
I like it.
And the other time I just fell asleep. A movie called Absolute Power, a Clint Eastwood movie.
You were absolutely asleep.
I was absolutely beat.
Yeah.
But that's how rarely I fall asleep, is I can tell you the two times in the movie there I fell asleep because I never
always fall asleep. Like, I can just feel it coming. Like, so Kristen like kicked me a few times, being like, wake up. And then she must have just gave up because I woke up with like a minute to go and I turned to her and I was like, wow, it's over already? And she was like, Elliot, you've been asleep for the last 20. It was long, I'll say that. I feel like it was almost 2 hours. But here's why I think it worked. Because I think... Here's why I think the movie worked.
That was maybe the best pivot I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Fell asleep, couldn't stay up. Let me tell you why it was a great
movie.
It was
good. Here's why. Because it wouldn't have worked if they didn't use the same actors. But
my God. Dying over here.
Man, you've had a long day.
That was really funny, though. I guarantee you people listening were like, that was
pretty hilarious.
We're laughing.
Good, I hope so.
That was good.
Here's why it worked. But I think using the original actors was really cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, for me, that's why it worked.
It's like the worst movie I've ever heard.
That's why it worked. I would recommend it to those looking for a Christmas movie. Or a good nap.
No, I no idea what happens in the last 30 minutes.
I honestly don't know how it ends. I have no idea. I think they get the tree, the thing for the top of the tree is my guess. But
yeah, it's good.
No spoiler. That's a complete guess. I fell asleep, so.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy you're back. I'm happy
Thank
Christmas
you. That's
season's
what I did
here
last
for you.
Night. That's yeah. good. Well, because I was running yesterday morning, and I ran to Christmas music, and I was like, it doesn't really feel like Christmas yet.
Ran to Christmas music.
So we put our Christmas tree up and watched a movie.
Two things I hate, running and Christmas music, so it works out well.
It's bad takes, but
no, Christmas music's fine. I just don't like the proliferation of it this early. It's like I'm
it's
walking the hallways.
Early. It's
We're a month away.
Yeah,
well,
it's
Christmas.
The Christmas season.
Christmas music. So I say it should be the 24th and 25th, and that's it. But if you want to do it like the whole week around Christmas, fine. If you want to start it on like the 18th and do it for a week leading up, fine. Done on the 26th for sure. And
I'm
just
fine with stopping it after Christmas.
It's way too much. It's way too much.
I agree with that. Once Christmas is over, you move on. I'm fine. But I think the whole month of December is easily acceptable. Yeah, it's Christmas.
Most people do. I'm on an island here. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly.
I'm on an island.
I would hope a lot of callers are already listening.
I know. Look, I know I'm in the minority here. I'm not saying, hey, guy, normally I'm like, Elliot, you are definitely in the minority.
Yeah, no, I think I'm in the majority.
I know I am. That's fine. That's fine. Stupid.
Right.
Christmas vacation, though. That is
it's
not
a great. Stupid. It is the best Christmas.
There's a great other than Die Hard. I agree wholeheartedly. All right, let's get into some birds. A few things I want to get into. I want to talk about something interesting that came up on the midday show this week. I obviously want to talk about the possibility or unlikely possibility about Malcolm Jenkins, but I want to start with, you know, where we sometimes find ourselves.
Which we do.
You causing a stir. sometimes we come
the
on
tweet,
here.
The tweet pops.
Yeah, and sometimes there's just a tweet or whatever that we got to talk about. So, Elliot, why don't you read your tweet for people so they understand. For those, you know, not everyone's on Twitter, and the people not on Twitter, God bless you. It is the right move.
All right.
It is the correct decision. Read the tweet and then, I guess, defend yourself. Tell everyone the reaction.
Give me 3 minutes.
Yes. The floor is...
So here's the tweet. Biggest concern with Eagles right now isn't special teams or injuries. It's the passing offense. First 7 games, 245 passing yards. That would be 8th in the NFL. Last 4 games, 174 passing yards. That would be 31st in the NFL. Overall, Eagles are 19th in NFL. We're 21st last year. 568 responses, 218 quote tweets, and 1,000 likes. So it did numbers. But so let me just like read to you guys some stats. And this is like where the concern comes from. So again, you know, 75, 80 yards fewer than they used to pass for. Last year, when we all agree the passing offense wasn't very good, they were 21st. This year, they're 19th, right? So basically around the same part of the league.
This is just in yards per game.
The first two are, yeah. I have a lot more, yeah. So okay. Last year...
Because you can understand why people responded to the yards per game
I understand
stat.
That. Okay.
Go ahead.
So if you look at the 2014 and the 2017 team, they both finished in the top 8 of passing yards per game. Just to, like, give some where, like, the last two really good Eagles teams were, okay? So passing attempts. And I did this in two different groups. So from when they were 7-0 to the last 4 games. So the Pittsburgh game is in the first group, post-Pittsburgh, second group. Passing attempts per game, 30 times before Pittsburgh, 27 times after. So roughly the same, 3 less attempts. Rushing attempts per game, 35 before Pittsburgh, 33 after Pittsburgh. So they're running it roughly the same, but I think it's noteworthy that it's one or two times less. Yards
there was
per,
also
hold real, on, hold on.
Okay, just real quick, though. The Washington game, they had the ball like six times.
I know.
So
that's factors, part of it.
Okay.
Right. And we can get into all the nuances in a second. Okay. Yards per attempt. So this is not yards a game. This is yards attempt.
Yeah.
Okay. 8.1 before Pittsburgh, just a little above 6 after Pittsburgh. So almost 2 full yards less, okay? On the season, they're 7.5. Jalen Hurts, graded the number 2 passing quarterback in the NFL by Pro Football Focus the first 7 weeks. He's graded 19th the last 4. A.J. Brown, 94 yards a game before Pittsburgh, 43 yards after. Like, here's the only point I'm trying to make. They are obviously not as good throwing the ball as they used to be. Now, is that a huge cause for concern? I'm not saying they're not going to go make to the Super Bowl because of it. I would still pick them to win 2 playoff games and go to the Super Bowl. The only thing I'm saying is what made this team special and different was that they were a better passing game. And yes, the defense is better. Like all those, they're a better team. But the difference really was that they were way better passing the ball. And I have not seen that over the last month. And so that's my point I'm making is that, and you know this because I talk about Eagles with you more than anybody else. My heart is in the passing game, right? So I know that my like level of concern or like my like I'm trying to think of the right word. Like I'm more sensitive to the passing game struggling because it matters more to me. But the numbers are on my side. Like they are not passing it as well as they used to. So there you go.
So yes, I think there's obviously a lot of mitigating circumstances that you don't really address in there.
And I'd be curious to hear.
Yeah, well, I think the yardage thing, I mean, they just ran for 364 yards in a game, 363 in a game. So that's a little silly. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't care how they get their yards, personally. I don't.
Okay.
All I care about is, are you getting yards and are you scoring points? So
yep.
We're coming up a game where they put up a 40 spot and ran for 360 whatever yards. So, like, I don't come out of the game with any offensive concerns. Zero. That is
and
a,
I think for one
that
game,
is a
that's
perfect
fair.
Offensive
yep.
game as far as I'm concerned. Perfect. A perfect game. They
yeah.
played they put up 40 points and ran. Again, if you could run it every play, you would, ideally, right? Like, if you could win football games by running the ball every single play, anyone would do it. You take more time off the clock. If
yeah,
you
the
could
time
score,
off the clock thing is
you score as many points,
yep.
you keep that defense on the field. Like, there are real benefits
I
to
agree.
Being a great running football team. So, like, I don't share the same concerns off the top about the passing, and I never have. I mean, we battle
right.
about this a ton of times. I do think you like it is inarguable that just even watching the team, they have not thrown the ball as well
yes.
as the first 7 games. But I think there are a lot of circumstances. I mean, look, I think the Goddard injury really matters in those last 2 games. I think the Washington game is almost a throwaway offensively for me because they never had the ball and they never got in a rhythm. And it's just like I don't look at that game as endemic of anything. You know, I look at that game as its own unique game where it was just a weird football game where they never really had the ball on offense. They never really were able to get anything going. So like, I tossed that game out personally, and other people might not, mm-hmm. but personally, when I look at how is this team, how is this offense? So we're really talking about like the Indy game where they struggled.
The Houston game.
And the Houston game. And again, now to be fair,
they scored, I think 28 points.
29
game.
Points.
Yeah, 29.
I believe in that game. So like, and again, Houston's bad. I don't think they really got up for that game. It was a Thursday night on the road. You know,
So
I look at this, and this is not something that I think has been long enough or enough of an issue. Again, because we go back to what we talked about in the postgame show, like I think there's going to be ebbs and flows to an NFL season with every single team, and there are going to be down times for every aspect of a team at some point or another over the course of a season. And I just think with Goddard out, with the kind of weird scheduling, with all this stuff, we just haven't seen a great. And also, look, A.J. Brown, I don't know whether he's hobbled. I know he was sick last
yeah,
game.
He
had
sick,
the
right.
ankle thing the game before. I just think A.J. has not been as dominant, obviously, over the last month as he was prior. So I think you look at all these things. Do I want them to pass the ball better? Yes. Am I, like, truly concerned about the passing game? No. Do you know
so,
what I'm saying?
I think everything you just said could definitely be true. And it very well might be, right? I also think, though, and I don't mean this as like a criticism of your analysis, because I think everything you said has validity. I also think it sounds like a lot of like, well, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. And then in 3 weeks we go like, well, maybe it wasn't just that. You
well,
know,
quickly.
like it feels like a lot of like explaining away. But so
And again,
where
they're 10-1 and they
well,
just put up 40 points.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Like again, and this is why I feel the need to always say it. I think they're going to the Super Bowl, right? This is something everyone, I think, has struggled with all year when talking about this team is Like, yeah, they're 10-1. So, like, clearly they're very good. You know, like, obviously, whenever we talk about criticisms of them or things that they're worried, things that they're not good at, they're almost all small things, right? Like, this isn't last year when we were like, wow, they really can't pass the ball. Or it wasn't like last year. I'll even say it. It was like, man, every good quarterback gets them, right? Like, the things that we're criticizing them for, like, the bar is different now. And the bar is, can you win the Super Bowl with this team? And the point I'm making with the passing game is, the first 7 games of the season, I felt watching them that whenever they had to pass the ball, they would be able to do it. I had zero concern about it. Jalen was big on third down. AJ was playing awesome. Dallas was great. Like, all those things. I just don't feel that way watching them the last 4 weeks. And the reason I think it's a concern is because you look at some of the teams they're going to have to compete against, right? The Titans this week. They're 3rd in the NFL against the run. The 49ers, 4th in the NFL. The Vikings, 2nd. This is according to Pro Football Focus, like, grades, right? So the Vikings and the 49ers. Now, I think the Cowboys are also – I think the Cowboys are more of a threat than the Vikings.
Right.
But the Vikings are the 2 seed for what it's worth. What?
And you can run on the Cowboys.
And you can run on the Cowboys, right. But, like, the 49ers, the Vikings, the Titans, like, my concern is when they face a team where they can't run the ball, are they going to be able to snap it and go back to passing it really well?
So
and maybe they will, but that would be my concern based off the last
one. And my retort to that would be Jalen Hurts, man. And again, it's like, yeah, you might not be able to conventionally run the ball, but you've got the best weapon in football, maybe, right? One of the best weapons in football.
When you say Jalen Hurts,
you're
talking about him running the ball?
I'm talking about both. Okay. I'm talking about the fact that I think between his legs and making things happen, I think you're going to have enough offense. And look, again, I think the Goddard thing can't be undersold. Like, it turns out Dallas Goedert was just as important to the offense running the right way as we thought he was. Like, we talked about, we're like, he might be the number one guy you can't take out other than Hurts, in my opinion. And I know you argue maybe more important based on the backups. I still would say Hurts. But regardless, like, you lost a linchpin, a Jenga piece. Offense is a Jenga piece. You like that? You have to pull a piece out. You pull Goddard out, it's the kind of piece that can make the whole thing wobble and maybe fall over. Like, that's how important a piece he is. So I don't want to underrate that. But again, I do think that what we see, like, the point with the Hurts thing is that I just think that he is such a dynamic weapon. And yeah, like, do we not want him running as much as he is? Sure. But at the same time, like, you're winning football games because of it. You're putting up 40 burgers because of it. Like, how, in my opinion, and this is kind of where we've always kind of disagreed about the passing versus the rushing thing, like, points, yards, don't care how I get them. I just don't. And I do think that, you know, we talk classically about, you know, playoff football, right? Like, what's the freaking idiom? What's the thing everyone always says? Running. That's what wins in the NFL in the playoffs. Like, but it does matter when it gets colder. If you're playing games in Philly in January, in February, like, you might be and, like, probably will be, like, you're going to need to run the ball. Like, it's just a fact of the weather, of the situation. Like, that stuff does matter.
And so a couple things on that. One, yes, and, like, you say you don't care how they score points. I agree with that on a micro scale. That's why, like, against Green Bay, when I left, I was like, Jalen was awesome, right? Like, but I'm saying on a macro scale of, like, how do I want my offense to – what do I want them to be best at? I want them to be best at passing the ball. We don't have to get into that whole, like, macro debate right now. So I guess what I'm trying to say to you is, like, yeah, you're right. Against the Packers, that's no – I like the fact that Sirianni will look at a team and go, okay, they can't run, we'll run all over them. I don't want a Chip Kelly that's like, well, I'm just going to run my offense no matter what. Like, I like that about Sirianni. But what I keep going back to is, like, the team is better than they were last year. But last year, they were a dominant running team, and I talked myself into it. I was like, well, they can run the ball. They went to Tampa, and they got absolutely smacked around, right? Now they're better than they were.
And the point I was trying to make is Jalen is so much better.
100%.
It's so much better.
Right. But I also think, to your point about the Jenga tower, right, like, you said, and it's a good analogy, you pull out the Goddard piece, and the tower starts to wobble a little bit, right? I feel like I'm just pointing out the tower is wobbling. That's what I'm doing.
I get it.
And I feel like, not you, but I feel like a lot of people are like, you know, well, no big deal, no big deal. But I think everyone, when they play Jenga and sees it wobbles, go like, ugh, right? Like, I don't think anyone goes like, well, it's not going to fall, don't worry about it, right? Like, it's wobbling.
Yeah.
So I don't think the tower is going to fall. I just, when I watch them throw the ball, it just isn't as good as it used to be. And Richie's made a good point too about this. Like, I don't think the pass protection is as good. Like the running, they're way better at run blocking. Harping on it. Yeah, like the whole left side of the line, if we're being honest.
Yeah, he's like, Landon Dickerson's a bad pass blocker.
He's not been good this year. I think Mailata has not been good as he was last year.
Richie's actually like worried about, like, he's like, Mailata has regressed.
It's really just Kelsey and Lane that are playing well. So like, they're better.
Let's give him a little credit. Samal's been solid. Like,
he's been fine. I agree.
Fine.
Yeah,
you know,
he's been fine.
He's always derided. He's done a nice job there.
Yes.
Now he's playing between two Hall of Famers potentially, but yes.
Right. But so like, they're better run blockers than they are pass blockers. And like, without Dallas, and I think Dallas is going to come back and be the same player, the nature of the injury. I'm a little worried that we're all just expecting these guys to come back and be the same players.
Mm, I'm not with Dallas. I get your
point. I'm not with Dallas.
I understand. The Jordan Davis point you make is a really fair point.
Davante, just to be clear.
I said Avante.
I was making sure I said it right.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you thought I said Davante.
Okay, you know. Now, the Avante one, like, that's one that concerns me the most. I think he's been the biggest, I mean, defensively, he's been a bigger loss than Davis. I don't think he's been a bigger loss than Goddard. But more that with, like, it's like it almost kind of just, like, came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, Maddox is on IR.
And it got glossed over a little bit, too.
Yes, and then it just lingered. And it's like, we don't even hear, how's Maddox?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think it's a hamstring injury, which is bad. You know?
Yeah, like, so the Maddox one concerns me.
Like,
I agree. That one, I'm not sure he's just going to come back and be fine and play. Yeah. I do think Goddard will be back and will contribute.
Now, the good thing the Eagles have going for them is they're only going to have to win two playoff games to get to the Super Bowl, and they're both going to be at home.
It's huge.
So they're probably going to the Super Bowl. Like, I do not think the 49ers or Dallas... Look, could they? Sure. Do I think that either of those teams will come into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles? I do not. Right?
Okay. So this is a great segue. I'm happy that you said that this way because this is the interesting thing I mentioned before with the thing that Cameron brought up on the Midday Show this week where I thought it was a really interesting thing that he said, and I don't know if it's definitely true or not, but he said that he thinks that this 10-1 Eagles team is the most criticized great team in the history of Philadelphia.
I thought it was interesting.
It's a fascinating thought. Yeah. He made a very compelling case and went through and talked about like the 04 Eagles and like how, we nitpicked. You know, the 17 Eagles, we nitpicked. We have little things up, but we weren't really criticizing those teams. We knew those teams were great. What do you think it is with this? Because we do. It's great. So on Monday, the Eagles put up 40 points and beat the team. And granted, I don't think the Packers are good. Like, I think we can all say it. But beat the team that when the schedule came out before the season was every single Eagles fan's toughest game on the schedule. It's like, okay, the Packers. That's the one, right? And I know they're bad now and stuff. But the Eagles still put up a 40 spot on them.
The Colts, Packers, and Titans was viewed as the toughest stretch. And they're 2-0 now.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll talk about whether 3-0. But
on Monday, after they put up 40 points again, On Sunday Night Football, like, Jalen Hurts is dazzling. He's brilliant. It's amazing. Honestly, 80% of the calls were negative. 80% of the calls, 85% maybe.
About what?
Calling
defense?
Like special teams. We're going to run defense. Oh, if they could have won that game, they
passing
let him back
game.
In. The whole thing. Sirianni, Gannon. What are you doing, Jonathan Gannon? Like, it was all that. And look, I get it. I get nitpicking and stuff. And I don't think that, you know, to a point, they're 10-1, but I'm not as confident in them as I was in the 10-1-17 team at this point. Like, I wasn't. You know, I really wasn't. I really thought they were winning the Super Bowl that year, and then I didn't, and then I did again.
Yeah, right.
But with this team, like, I get it. I've been less critical than most. I've been pretty positive with this team from the jump till now.
You've definitely been less critical than most.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even still, I get it. Like, I hear it. I see it. I'm like, yeah, man, you're right. Like, people are ripping this team, and they are 10-1. What do you make of that?
So it's tough to say what it is, like, for everyone because there's just a lot of people that listen and a lot of Eagles fans. So to put them all under one umbrella, I think, is tough. But I think, to me, the largest thing is that deep down, Sirianni, Hurts, and Gannon began with skepticism. And I think it's harder.
This is fascinating.
And I think it's harder to get out of someone being skeptical of it as you.
It's
than
like
when,
the hard to change your first impression.
Yeah, exactly.
Something.
Like with Wentz and Doug, not so much, but they had a really good first year. They started off 3-0. Nick and Jalen did not start out 3-0.
You're right.
Wentz was a number 2 overall pick.
We all believed in Carson.
Yeah, like Carson was like, again, I've said this story 1,000 times.
Kids got it.
Like, yeah, everyone, like, he's one of the
kids
best.
Kids got it.
Yeah, 100%.
You just knew it. I knew the Browns game. That first game. I think it was the throw to J-Matt, maybe.
Yeah, of course.
Where I was just like, huh.
The Steelers game. The Steelers
game.
Got it. Yeah.
It's,
like,
30
the Scrolls
to 35
play,
to
the Bears
3
win,
or whatever.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So I think that, and for what it's worth, Jim Schwartz as the defensive coordinator, I know people ultimately hate every
he
defensive coordinator.
But he was accomplished.
But he was, yeah, you believed in him, right? And also look at that team. Now, I think that there's like, you could have a fun debate about which is more talented. But if you look at the 2017 team, like, Ertz in his prime, Cox in his prime.
So I think that
Graham
was more talented. I've said that the whole season.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that where that team, and the 04 team too, to an extent, because they had won a lot at that point.
Yeah.
It was just easier to believe in your core in those people.
It's a great point.
We
man.
Can all sit here and say, like, I think Sirianni's coach of the year. I think Jalen's MVP. I think Jalen's the guy. I think Sirianni's special. And I believe that. But, like, you know, it's not like with the, like, every fiber of my belief, you know?
No, I think it's a great point.
Like, we know Patrick Mahomes is awesome. We
Elliot,
know Andy.
I think this is, so this is, interestingly enough, because we talked
Did
about it.
Did anyone say this?
No.
There it is.
I'm like, I think this is a great, a great point. It's a better point than anyone made the whole day.
Thank you.
Really.
As was my passing point. But
let's not get carried away here.
Yeah.
I think it's a really interesting point. I'll tell you what I think in a sec. First, download the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. I mean, I'm it's just like, I feel like
it's
I'm just begging.
Frustrating.
I'm just begging
point.
It.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
I mean, have some fun with us.
Right.
We've been having such a blast. Never has losing money been more fun.
Well, it's also like, you know, you could use this for either analogy. When you want to hang out with a friend or when you're trying to, like, pick mm-hmm. up a girl, like, you only want to ask so many times before it's like, what are we doing
here? Oh, it's
here?
True. It's
and
true. I'm honestly, it's embarrassing.
At this point, like, you're just being mean to us.
Yeah, it's like you don't
like us.
If
you haven't downloaded.
Yeah, I mean.
Because we ask you literally 3 times a week for over a year. Imagine if you asked a girl out 3 times a week over a year and she still said no.
Wow. Can you imagine? I mean, you probably have a restraining order against you at that point. So
yeah.
don't file a restraining order
One time
us,
in
please.
Middle school, or maybe like 8th or 9th grade. It was back when cell phones, where I had to pay per text message.
Real quick, just so everyone knows, Elliot just did a little with his fingers. Like,
yeah. Like, that's how,
like,
you used to text.
So
yeah.
Great.
So it was like 10 cents per text message. And I, like, paid, I don't know, 5 days worth of text messages trying to get this girl to go out with me. And she said no.
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
So that's
so
how I feel
sorry.
About you haven't downloaded the Parks app.
See, don't make Elliot be the sad little guy.
Again.
Tomorrow, when we, you know, do this same thing and ask
yeah,
you to,
we ask you again.
To, we're going to get some World Cup thoughts. So
yes.
Get ready for that. We're going to have some serious.
I need your soccer thoughts.
Yeah, and though. Soccer thoughts are coming.
Okay.
So we will lead the Parks Picks pod tomorrow.
With soccer.
With my soccer thoughts. And then when we beg you to download the Bet Parks app, Elliot's going to give you takes heading into the knockout. We're almost into the knockout, at least for a lot of teams and where
right.
he's at and all that. So that's coming up tomorrow. But for today, just download the Bet Parks app, and then
fun.
You can follow along and have fun with us tomorrow when
you
we do it.
You can bet the USA game on
Look
Saturday.
Look at this. And here's the thing. If you sign up now, new users get a first bet, $750 back.
Whew.
If you lose that bet, I mean, come.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Download the app
in
the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Your point's better. What I was thinking, I think there are a lot of little reasons that you can point to and say, I think it's part this, part that, part this, part that, whatever. I personally think what it is, or at least a big part of it, is that there are just no really truly great teams in the mm-hmm. NFL this year. And we look at the 2017 Eagles, we look at the 04 Eagles, we took a look at, you know, the great teams in years past, teams that have won the Super Bowl and all that type of stuff. And a great team has a feel, it has a look, it has a dominance to it. And I think that there's just none of that in the NFL this year. So when we watch this Eagles team week after week after week after week, and we're asking, are they great? Are they a Super Bowl winning
right.
team? We're not seeing that. But I think comparative to the other teams in the NFL, they are great this year. They are one of the great teams in the NFL this year. And I think just because there's no, the NFL is down. There's no, we've talked about this all year. Like, there is no juggernaut. There's no, you know, wow, look at the Patriots this year. No one's beaten that team or
right.
whatever. Or not even a couple teams. Like, usually we have a couple teams where it's like either the Patriots or this team. They're great. There's none of that this year. And I think that because of that, when we watch Eagles week to week, we don't get that same, like, this team is amazing feel.
Do you think that's because there's not as many dominant quarterbacks as there used to be?
That's a really interesting question.
Because, like, you figure we went through a phase where it was, like, Brady, Peyton
Manning,
like, Aaron Rodgers,
yeah,
Big
right.
Ben. Like,
really good
guys
Those
that,
guys
like,
got there every year.
We just saw the team. We're like, well, it's going to be really tough to beat them. Look
what
at their quarterback.
Elliot, maybe.
I'm on a roll.
You're on fire on a roll. Right now.
Whereas
ever
now you look around and it's
passing
like
thing, it's, you've been killing.
It means Mahomes, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Like Josh Allen's awesome, but he hasn't played that well this year.
No.
And again, like Tua and Jalen would be next, but they're also
as unproven,
you know, relatively
as it gets.
On a large scale, unproven. Like I don't think any
Burrow. You'd put Burrow.
Burrow
up there.
Would be up there, but they started off poorly.
They've been good though. They're still a sleeper team.
But I do think that the Eagles team specifically, and I think this about the Chiefs and the Bills as well. You could put them in any year. And they would be a contender. They wouldn't be 10-1.
I agree
but
with
I
you.
Think what they do
team.
Well.
They're a very good team.
They're a very good team. So I think it's partially that there's just, yeah, you're right, not a great, lot of great teams. But you would think that that would almost make people believe in them more.
But no, because we only watch the Eagles every week. Like, everyone's just focused on the Eagles game. Like, you'll watch other football and stuff, but the only team you watch every week is the Eagles.
No, but I'm saying.
And my point is you see the flaws, whereas if you think this is this 10-1 great team, you expect them to go out and dominate. You expect them to go out and be a great team.
But they kind of have, which is weird.
Like, yeah, but
they've been up 14+ points in almost every game.
I think the reason this is happening now is that the last three games have all been one-score games.
Yeah, they're not playing as well.
You know, so I think that's part of it, too.
So, yeah, but I also think, I'd be curious to know how many people actually don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. Like, even if, like, you're right that they're heavily criticized.
It's a great
point.
It's like criticized.
How many people would actually say, I do not believe they're going to the Super Bowl? And I really don't think a lot of people would.
It's a really good point.
What's your confidence level they're going to go?
To the Super Bowl?
Go to the Super Bowl.
On a scale of 1 to 10... I'm trying to be like real, like not like 10.
Yeah.
Like this, I'm like very confident. I would probably say like between a 7 and an 8.
So I was going to say I'm a strong 7.
I think like that's a really strong
I think
number.
That's a, yeah.
That's like saying we're saying like there's a 70% chance Eagles are going to essentially. Like that's insane. That's a lot.
Because
I mean,
like,
it's probably not that high, obviously.
But well, you know what's interesting? So 538 has the Cowboys as a better chance.
See, that's what I mean. Like that's crazy. I wonder.
Wonder
how they put that together.
I wonder why, because Jalen's
played
better than
Dak. It has to be a weighted play thing where it's like, oh, Dallas is 40-3 win over the Vikings and then just weights them. It has to be.
But it was before that too.
Was it really?
Like they've had them. I want to say for 3 weeks now at one point better of winning the Super Bowl.
The 538 miles are weird, man.
I love them though.
I know you do. Of all the prediction stuff that they do, that's always the one that has the most like, huh?
Yeah. And because I don't think Dallas is better than the Eagles. I do think what Dallas has that the 49ers don't have is I think their best game is better than the Niners' best game. I just think their offense is better.
Yeah.
At
All right, let's do it real quick. So who are you more scared of, the Niners or the Cowboys?
It's tough because the Niners have a lot of things that I think would really scare the Eagles. Like, they have a really, really good defense, and they're really good at stopping the run. So, like, and they're good at everything, but then it's like you're really leaning on the passing game, which, as we just talked about, is a worry of mine. I think they have better skill players on offense, in my opinion. I think McCaffrey's better than any running back the Cowboys have. I think Kittle is obviously better than the tight ends. The receivers are interesting, so I think CD is probably the best, but I would probably take Ayuk and Deebo Samuel over them.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy G's, I don't know. If they beat Dak on Christmas Eve,
that's a tough spot. The three road games and all
it
that.
It is. I'm just saying.
The reason I would say the Niners, and I do think it's very close, and I do think Micah Parsons, I think, is probably the best player on either team and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I would say the Niners just because they've done it. They've been there. Dak is yet to
win
a big freaking
game. Would you
rather face
Jimmy G or Dak?
I'd rather face Dak.
Okay.
In a big game.
You think
Dak's
better?
Jimmy G has won a ton of big games.
He has, I know. He's gotten into Green Bay and won, I know.
This guy's been in the freaking Super Bowl.
Well, that's the other thing.
This guy's been in NFC Championship games. You know who's never been in an NFC Championship game? Dak.
Well, that's the other thing, too. I don't think the 49ers would be scared at all of coming in.
That's my point. I'm talking as a team, the Niners scare me more.
That's probably where I would land. I think, and not to mention, they have a way better head coach.
Like light years. Yes.
And they have a better, I mean, the Dan Quinn's a good defense coordinator.
Yeah, but D'Amico's
might be like the best coordinator in the league.
Yes.
Besides Jonathan Gannon. But like.
I love that. I was about to say for those not in the room. So for all of you.
Yeah, for every single person.
Elliot smiled when he said that. Just, you know.
But
he knew.
But no, I mean, the Niners will be worrisome. I mean, the other thing is, again, like I don't think this, but if you look at the current playoff seeding, it could be the Niners or the Cowboys in their first game.
Oh, it probably will be. I mean,
which
I guess
is tough.
Things could change.
Yeah,
but
well, I think
as long as the Vikings are the two.
So yeah. The Eagles get the lowest
so,
seed.
Yeah, the Eagles get the... So it does reseed in the NFL, right?
It does reseed. They get the lowest seed that advances.
So yeah,
because
so it could be Dallas. I mean, because like you figure the Niners will win their game. You figure Minnesota will win their game. It's probably going to be Dallas if they beat Tampa Bay. It's either going to be Dallas or Tampa Bay,
that was
most
it,
likely.
Dallas or Tampa
yeah,
Bay.
Yeah, not the
and,
Niners.
And those would be...
It can't be the Niners
yeah,
if they're
right,
the three seed.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those would be... I'd be worried about that. Like
so
if,
I wouldn't...
I think they'd win. But if Tampa wins a playoff game and then comes to Philly,
yeah,
I think in some ways for that like specific first game matchup, would almost be worse than the, like, not
I'd
worse.
Rather face Tampa than Dallas.
I would,
a
too,
doubt.
But man.
I get it. And it's Brady and all that. I think Todd Bowles is a pretty bad head coach,
but they,
for what it's worth.
I do, too. I also think Todd Bowles is not getting enough blame, like, at all for the fact that this team is, like, cratered.
I mean, that might have been, I agree with you, and that might have been, and I was watching it live because, you know, no Eagles and stuff, so we're watching.
Oh, the timeout thing?
I think it might be the worst two-minute drive, like, offense thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, it might be. It might be worse than anything Andy
I'm a little
ever
surprised,
did.
Like, Brady didn't, like...
That, too. Yeah. It's on both of them. Like, I don't know what Brady was thinking. Brady seems as checked out. Like, Brady, it really does seem like, is just trying not to make mistakes, not doing anything risky.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't throw interceptions because he never throws the ball downfield. Like, could Tom Brady come to the playoffs, just turn it on and be Tom Brady?
Be the worry.
And that's the worry.
And I also think there's, like, probably... Now, it could be a great motivating factor, too. Like, you know, this is the team
year,
that beat us last. Like, talk about making sure you're not taking
Tom
a team
Brady's
lightly,
career.
You know? Like, right. But then there's also the, like, man, you know, they did shut down the offense, and it is Tom Brady. Like, I would just be a little worried of that matchup. But I do not think they're going to lose their first playoff.
Do you think if Tom Brady could go back in time, he would stay retired?
Yes. Well.
I think he would.
Yeah, I think he would.
I think he would.
Well, I think he might try to
lost
like, force his way to another team.
Yeah, whatever. Did you see the Athletic report today?
No.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't bring this up. There's an Athletic report that strongly insinuates that Tom Brady could end his career next year with the New England Patriots.
Really?
They
wow.
would trade Mac, and he would go back home is what
that would report. Look, I'm not huge into Mac Jones, but that would be a mistake.
That would be a disaster. Can
you know what I thought of today? You want to know who I think is like a decent chance of being the Eagles' backup quarterback next year?
Ooh, hold on. Let me think about this because this is like a. So is someone who's a starter now?
Yes.
Carson Wentz.
No.
No. Okay. No. I'm joking.
And I'll give this is a major hint, but used to be a starter.
Oh, so you get someone who got benched this year. Oh, Matt Ryan got brought back into the game. Used to be.
Surprised you haven't gotten this.
Me too, especially when you just gave.
It's so classic Howie too.
Classic Howie.
Got benched, needs to turn his career around. Arguably has potential. I don't think he does, but
Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson.
No, 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 no.
Team, they know Joe Douglas.
I mean, I would
comes
do,
in here and be the backup.
Who wouldn't do that? Why would you
me,
take a shot?
Me. Hand up. I would not do that.
You wouldn't
I would
take
not
a shot
welcome
him
into this locker room. I don't think he's good. There, I would not do it.
I mean, what an asset though. You could turn
he
that
sucks.
Into,
what do you mean, what an asset?
He's
terrible. Second
thing in the draft. If you could get him here with your. Quarterback factory.
Well,
Elliott.
That's why I think there's a chance it'll happen.
Bring him
they
in.
They liked him before
turn
the draft.
Turn him around.
They'll
dude,
believe
get like
in
a
their...
first round pick for that guy.
I don't think so. I would
I mean,
not.
Jalen is the type of guy who would have no,
no, no,
no
I
issues
don't think
it, with
yeah,
it.
I don't Jalen think
can handle it. Anything.
But Zach Wilson just seems like not a guy in my locker room.
Oh,
yeah.
He's a loser.
That's
no
what
guy.
I mean.
Yeah,
like, and I think
loser.
He'd come here wanting to play. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably only take like a 6-round pick to get him.
No,
so.
There's no way you give up on him that quickly.
There's
no,
no
way.
Other team that is going to give up something of significance.
I just don't think the Jets trade him then. I don't.
Oh,
think
I think they will.
Really?
I think they'll cut him if not.
Oh,
I do not think Zach Wilson will be on the Jets roster week one next year.
I'll make you a bet on that. We can bet $10.
Sure.
Make it a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Beers. Next time after the
yeah,
start
yeah.
of next season, we go out. The night's beers are on that person. So it'll be like, you know, 15, 20 bucks.
And again, please note what I said. Week one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Zach Wilson will be on the Jets week one of next
no
season.
Shot.
Okay, good. All right.
I think there's a better chance he's on the Eagles.
All right, last one. Malcolm, the whole thing. Obviously, it seems incredibly unlikely in that he is not. He is still a property of
so
the Saints.
So I heard you
Saints.
Say something on the air about this, and I know that he is under, well, whatever. Like, the Saints own his rights.
Yeah.
What were you saying about a team can block it?
We were talking about, because the trade deadline, right? So they can't trade for him, right?
They'd have to unretire.
The Saints would have to release him. The point is, if he's released, wouldn't he hit waivers, is the question. So if he
yeah,
hit waivers, couldn't the Dallas Cowboys just say, oh, we're claiming him, and then you can't get him? So that was what we were discussing.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't know the specific answer, but we
assumed. I just don't think any team would claim him.
Why wouldn't you? To block?
Because you have to give up a roster spot. So you're gonna cut somebody on your team, keep Malcolm for at least 3 weeks, all this just to stop the Eagles.
So you don't
from
think
Malcolm?
You, Malcolm would just retire if that happened, though, if someone else claimed him?
And that's the other thing. He could
just
retire.
So couldn't you just block? He retires, and you get your roster spot back, and you're good to go.
I personally think, and assuming Malcolm...
think if he hit waivers, he would get through.
I mean, Malcolm has a pretty powerful agent. I don't know if he's...
Oh, I didn't think about the agent. That's a good point. The agent could force it to get through. That's a really good point.
I don't think Malcolm at this point is important enough for a team to, A, waste a roster spot of their own on, and to just be like, let's be honest, earmuffs, 1, 2, 3, like, just to be a dick to Malcolm and his agent over this.
Well,
like,
it would be...
I get your point.
Love the dick is an earmuffs for
it
you.
It clearly
you're
is.
You're like, oh, you can say shit.
I don't think anybody would want their kids to hear that word.
But you shit's fine.
No.
Well, I thought you said shit is not a bad curse or ass.
Well, it's like low
ass
on the
is a bad one, you said.
Well, that's a top three. But
oh my God.
Not even close. But
I can't, there's nothing I'm more excited for than
it's easily
Elliot
top three. It's like a
you
it's
can
like
say it on the radio.
It's like saying is
you
apple
can't say
it's like saying is an apple a main fruit.
You can't say fuck on the radio. You could say ass on the radio. How is it worse?
I agree. They should not be able to do that. What you're saying. Like, yeah, I agree. You shouldn't be allowed to say
it. My point is it's clearly not as bad a curse if you're allowed to say it on the radio. The FCC has deemed
it. They're wrong about this. When they hear the curse pod.
It's an ass take from you.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, I don't think getting Malcolm would be a problem. I don't think they're going to do it.
So, okay. I don't think
you would.
I don't think they're going to do it either. Why wouldn't you? This is as no-brainer as there is in all time. He literally plays the exact role in the exact defense that you would want, that you're missing the guy from. The lacerated kidney, like, who knows when the... They're like, oh, might not be season-ending. Like, he lacerated his freaking kidney.
Yeah,
right? Well, I'm not counting on him being a part of this team again this year. Like, sadly, I hope he is, but I'm not counting on it.
I think he'll be ready for the playoffs.
Fine.
Yeah.
Great. I hope he is. He's really nice
to
have.
But again, he will have missed 6 weeks.
And also, who the hell knows? It's a lacerated kidney. It's an internal organ issue.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Who knows?
I agree.
Why wouldn't you? Like, Malcolm comes in. He's a perfect fit. He says he can still play. He says he's still in shape. Like, he's certainly not going to be worse than Kayvon Wallace if he has to
Well, or
play.
Reed.
Reed's fine. Like, let's not care.
No, I agree. I thought you saw the best and the worst of Reed. The best is he's, like, football. Like, he made a good jump on that pass. The worst is he's not a good athlete.
Yeah.
He's inexperienced.
And he's going to get outrun. And
yeah,
all
and
that
he got very much outrun. Like, now, Christian Watson's super fast.
Christian Watson's super fast.
But like, you know.
So, I would in a second. I wouldn't even... It is the easiest decision I think that Howie Roseman could ever have. Do you bring? Yes. Boom.
So my concern would be, and I don't want this to come across as a negative on Malcolm, because he's probably, and Jalen's obviously up there, but Malcolm's probably the best leader I've ever covered in sports. Like, he is a born natural leader that knows how to work a locker room. His pregame speech before the NFC Championship game is like, I watched it a week ago. Like, you couldn't write a better script for a movie.
That you watched it. You just randomly watched it.
I don't know how I came across it. Yeah, but I watched it like a week ago. But like, when they brought in Jalen to be the backup, he wasn't the backup because Jalen's just not a backup. That's not his personality. He's too good of a leader. People gravitate to him. I just don't know if Malcolm can come in and be like, who is it, Corey Nelson or Corey Graham, remember that safety?
Corey Graham, sure.
Like, I just don't know if he can be that.
You're saying once CJ came, because he'd be a starter until
CJ came back. Yeah. Like, what are you going to have Malcolm on the bench? Or is, like, Malcolm going to be on the outside of the huddle when someone else is breaking it down? Like, Malcolm's not going to be super talkative in the meetings. Malcolm's not going to be someone everyone, like, it just feels like a big piece to put in the locker room.
But don't you trust Malcolm as a guy who understands team and all that to come in and know his role and take the, and look, if he is that great leader, like, sure, we can have more leadership.
Yeah, maybe
like,
it's a positive.
Who
I don't
is the
know.
Leader on the defense? Like, we all know Jalen is the leader on offense. Like,
yeah.
Who's the leader of the defense? Do
I don't
they
really
have
think
Brandon Graham? Like,
yeah,
I know. Like, Jalen's leader of the team.
Yeah,
right? You
exactly.
Know? But, like, seriously, when they're out on the field there, like, who's the guy? Who's the guy who's like, all right, guys, calm down. We got this.
But that's the thing. Malcolm won't even be out there.
But he would be for the next
not in the
and
important
again,
game.
He might be, period. I am not counting
that's
on CJ
point,
JJ
right.
playing again
and
this
I guess
year.
You could do three safeties. Again, maybe I'm overthinking it. That would just be my concern.
He'd be great
like, if
in
they
the run
did
game,
it,
helps him in the run game. Like, be like
well,
a
and
dime
also
linebacker.
Keep in mind, he has not played for a full year.
Right, but he's Malcolm Jenkins. I mean, we
okay.
literally saw the Rams do this with Eric Weddle. Literally. The
yeah,
exact
but was he even good?
They won
curiosity?
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, they
yeah
did,
he
but
played
I don't
a role.
Was
he
good?
I don't know. I didn't do the... We all
I'm just curious. Like, I mean, everyone says they signed him. That doesn't mean he played well. But, so anyway, look, if they did it, if they signed Malcolm, I'm not going to say it's a bad move. Because I, like, to your point, I do trust Malcolm to all those things, and I think he's better than Reed and all that. I just wouldn't do it. It would be my choice. I wouldn't do it. If they did it, I would be okay with it.
All right. You got anything else?
I mean, I told you the Christmas thing off the top. I'm trying to think. Anything else Eagles? Not really. And like I said, we're back in Christmas movie season.
Can't wait to hear the updates on that.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll watch one tonight. No. I think that's all.
All right.
Yeah.
So Parks Picks Pod tomorrow.
Correct.
That'll be great.
Always is.
Back at Parks on Saturday.
I'm thinking about watching the World Cup game at Parks.
We might have to. I mean, we got to figure it out.
I think that's our only
I got my daughter's dance class, so I got to figure that out.
You'd have to get out. I mean.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying. Otherwise, you're not watching the game. Like, well, it doesn't matter where we watch.
The other option is I watch the first half at home, and as soon as it ends, like, race to Parks, hope for no traffic,
what time
and maybe miss
class?
Like 10 minutes or something.
What time's the dance class?
It's done at 10, so it's not ideal.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'd have to miss the dance class. I got to talk to Emily.
I'm curious, like, you don't partake in the dance class. It's
no,
just something
but
about, I enjoy
Emily
going
and, I
and
bring
watching.
Her to dance
that's what I mean,
class.
Right? No, I get all
it's
that.
Like
I'm just
thing.
Curious. It's not
yes.
like a
it's the
daddy,
like the
mommy.
One activity we do
right.
a week with Zoe. Other
but
than
they
that.
Only are in the World Cup once every 4 years.
Really good
and
point.
Really weren't even in it the last 4 years. So
that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm probably going to be there. I'm guessing you will. You know, if people want to come out and watch
Look it. Look at you. Come watch the World Cup yeah. with us at Parks.
It will be a cool place to watch, I think.
It would
a lot
be
of TVs.
Packed, people freaking
I
out.
I think it'll be the perfect amount of, like, packed where you feel like you're at an event, but not so packed where you're like, where am I going to stand?
Like this. This is a good take.
Thank you. Someone, I'm assuming it's open.
It right? goes up. Yeah, of course. It's a casino, Elliot.
So it's 24/7?
Yeah. We'll be there.
Do you think it's really open 24/7?
I don't know. I've never asked. We can find that out for
curious
everybody.
To see the vibe.
Either way, yes, at 10 o'clock on a Saturday, it'll
yeah,
definitely
I think
be
so. You're
yeah,
right.
so we'll be
I think
there.
They do, yeah, yes.
Elliot will be there. I'll probably be there. Get a
I think
figure
you're
going to
be there.
We'll figure it out.
That or we won't, and we maybe we'll be late to the show.
Yeah, maybe we skip the show. Just dead air.
We'll never do that to the people. Maybe right. we'll start at 1:20.
There you go. Yeah. I like that. We won't. We'll
no,
be on at 1 o'clock.
On
and actually, we're going till 3:30, so tune in for an extra half hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Right?
Oh, wait, that's actually a big deal.
Uh-oh.
No, I can do it. I just...
Off air, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. I forgot about that and I made plans, but it's okay.
We'll figure it out. Either way, we will be at Parks on Saturday. You can count on that. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Parks Picks Pod. Until then, peace out and peace.